back to this week's episode of Based on Speculation, on the pop culture news and the research, so you don't have to. I am Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel. I don't know if we've met. Listeners, listen, I did not. I've met you two. I'm talking to the listeners.
I do remember.
Hi, that. Listeners. I'm Joel. I don't believe we've met. What was your name?
Thank you.
Yeah,
nice to meet you, listeners.
Yes. When someone says, "Hey, what's your name?" and then the normal response is, "Thank
Johnson?
You,
Johnson." Yes.
Thank you.
I liked yes.
Yes.
Correct.
That is your name.
Well done. Nice.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Anyway, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Aquaman and the Lost Kingdoms?
So this movie,
sorry,
this,
Kingdom,
yeah,
this, only one.
Yeah, one
they only lost. There's no trilogy teasers here.
No,
they only lost one kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it go?
Great question. One that would probably be easier to answer if there was a trailer for this film.
Yeah,
this film that was meant to come out originally December 2022.
It's crazy that it meant to come out in December 2022 and there's still no trailer.
Yeah.
December 2022, March 2023, mm-hmm. December 2023, and maybe now December 2024. Still hasn't been officially confirmed.
Wait, yet. December 2024?
Yeah.
To the end of next year?
Yeah.
Fuck me, Dad.
You see,
can they do that?
Yeah, they can, because here's what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this about DC films or superhero movies this year in general, Guardians of the Galaxy, and I guess also Spider-Verse.
Mm.
They've all been eating big shit.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
The Flash didn't
famously,
do so good.
Yeah, it's,
I think it actually may be, if you don't adjust for inflation, the biggest box office disaster of all time.
But I thought it was the linchpin of the DCEU.
Yeah.
That's what they were
saying. We needed it to come out.
That is what they kept saying.
Yeah. Because if without the Flash, everything else doesn't make sense.
How's Blue Beetle going to, how can I comprehend that movie?
Yeah. Well, and I guess that's also probably worth noting. Mm-hmm. Blue Beetle comes out, I believe, next week or the week after.
I thought it came out in September.
Nope, it's mid-August.
Oh, okay.
That's a lie. I don't know. I still have refused to believe this is a film.
It's about a $150 million budget, and it's projected to make anywhere between $27 and $50
million. Yeah, cool.
$50 million domestically. Not opening weekend, its entire run.
That's awesome.
So that will be another...
Yeah.
Look, conservatively, 50 mil in the hole.
Mm, yeah. We truly have become sort of the vultures picking over the corpse of superhero movies in our tenure as pop culture podcasters.
Yeah,
it sort of happened under our watch, which I think is cool.
Yeah. Time of recording has just passed Ant-Man by like $50 million on the box office. So a 3-hour
historical biopic
that's rated R grossed more than Ant-Man, the first film of a new phase of the MCU film.
That was the first phase?
Yeah.
The first film with a new phase?
Yeah, that was
crazy.
We're in phase five, baby.
Yeah, can you not tell? Is it not obvious that we're here now?
Bobby has crossed a billy.
Yeah.
It's,
congratulations.
Breathing down the neck of that Italian plumber.
Yeah. It's coming for it.
Yeah. Mario's sweating because I don't think he's going to be the number one movie of the year.
Yeah, thank you.
Which seemed like a crazy thing to suggest after it eclipsed everything else by $500 million.
Yeah.
But Bobby's coming for it.
There you go.
So superhero movies. Mm-hmm. The world, they don't want them.
They love them. Thank God we keep making these films. That bubble not bursted. Westerns?
Yeah.
What do you mean what happened to them?
We're so different from the Wild West. Yeah.
Dude, this one, the guys have freaking capes and they go, kapow.
Yeah. They don't have like revolvers that go, kapow.
Yeah.
Different.
All of our movies are action comedies. We're bad boys.
Yeah.
At least we might get, you know how they did, like, there was kind of like the new westerns that happened in the kind of maybe in the 90s?
Yeah, but we already did that. That's what Logan was.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because those new westerns you're talking about are like,
they're like deconstructions
of
the
western.
Western
and they're often like sad and like,
that it was Logan.
Thought-provoking. Yeah, it's just Logan. They've already done that.
They did one.
Yeah, and they're going to go the other way and do the other type of
like what, a deconstruction of the superhero film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also did Watchmen, which happened before.
Yeah, fuck.
Also, like, The Boys.
Yeah.
Invincible does
Amazon
it a little bit.
Amazon Originals, The Boys, okay. And Amazon Originals, The Invincible.
Yeah, okay. The Invincible.
Yeah. So, so the new superhero movies has happened. It's come and gone, to be honest.
What would a... not a deconstruction, like, but what is that, like, response of the superhero films eating shit? What is that?
Oh, actually...
Like, what is that, like, making a superhero film, but in response to it, what would you make? Because I'm like, we'll do a deconstruction, like, it's already happened.
Yeah, I guess not.
So I guess we're making... What are you making?
A deconstruction of the deconstructions.
A perfect superhero film, like there's no kind of irony, no quips. You just like, this is the golden age. I guess
that's what they're hoping for with Superman Legacy.
Yeah, that is. That is Superman Legacy. They're hoping to be like, we've done the superhero movies. Then we've done the, hey, let's have a look at superhero movies.
We deconstructed superhero movies kind of before and during them being popular.
So now we're making like,
let's go back and reconstruct. It's a reconstruction of the superhero genre.
Like no irony, no kind of cynical, just the kind of like, no, it's the Man of Tomorrow and everything's looking good. And this is
everything
be
you
nice.
Love about superhero movies are here.
All right, so we...
Except Plastic Man and Metamorpho were in that movie, so are they really going to do that?
So which one of these three phases superhero movies, the like the peak, the deconstruction, or the reemerging, do you think Aquaman 2 is going to be in? A movie that's been delayed for... Look again. Oh, yeah. I didn't tie all of this together. But basically, while it hasn't been delayed yet, they are looking at its box office and being like, Jason Momoa is likable, but if we can't do press, the movie's probably fucked.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And so I think they're just going to wait and see how the strikes pan out. But things like Dune is also probably going to get delayed. And like, it's getting the talks are getting serious enough that. Like, the IMAX boss was like, yeah, we got a backup plan for if Dune doesn't come out, because Dune was filmed in IMAX, so we'll get a big IMAX run. They're like, we're going to put the Marvels out in IMAX. It wasn't shot for IMAX, but we're going to do it anyway.
Okay, I hope that means it's just going to be horribly stretched, like it's the wrong aspect ratio.
It just won't take up the whole screen. Did you ever see, like, The Dark Knight Rises or anything like that IMAX? Or I think Inception did it too. When there used to be movies that film bits with IMAX, it would just be normal movie.
Big movie.
I think I saw The Dark Knight in IMAX. Same. Yeah,
I think it was The Dark Knight. One of the movies was like doing like a shot reverse shot, and where one of them was IMAX, the other one wasn't.
Squat wide squat.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome.
Well, the weird thing is that if Aquaman 2 was meant to come out in 2020, that is the
2022.
2022. Well, it's not going to be a deconstruction.
No. Question in regards to when this was filming, was it also filming concurrently when The Flash was filming?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, The Flash has been filming for like a billion years, so most films have been filming.
Every DC movie has been filming while The Flash has been filming.
Because, so The Flash came, and I love, again, The Flash is just a great example of seeing what was in vogue at the time of superhero films to see, that was when Avengers came out.
Absolutely.
So it's nice to see that happening. Would they have had enough time to course correct, and to course correct to what? Because, The Flash had a lot of time to course correct, and it didn't.
It's fumbled the bag.
So I can't imagine this also.
Okay, so it looks like the original plan was so Aquaman, the first one, came out. A film we all know and love because it made $1 billion.
Yep.
We've all seen it.
Yeah, we've all seen it.
Yeah. Octopus plays... playing the drums is in Ant-Man.
No, Octopus... What?
No. Who plays the drums? No, that's an
ant plays the drums.
He's not Octopus Man. That's Aquaman. He's Octopus Man.
That's true.
Octopus plays the drums in Aquaman. And I know we've all seen it.
Yeah, of course.
But as maybe the one who's maybe seen it the most recently when it came out in the cinema?
Remind me. Let's play a game and say I haven't seen Aquaman.
Yeah, let's pretend.
Riddle me this. What the fuck happened in Aquaman? I've seen it.
So, the villain was Manta or something?
Black Manta?
Black Manta.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the comics, he hate Aquaman because Aquaman killed his dad?
He hate Aquaman because maybe they were in some kind of submarine and it was like, I'm selling guns. Aquaman's...
That's a real change of pace from the original origin of Black Manta.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure the original origin of Black Manta is that... Aquaman thinks Black Manta killed his dad, so he kills Black Manta's dad, but then it turns out Black Manta didn't kill his dad, or vice versa.
Well, yeah, Black Manta's dad, I don't remember if they were in it. Aquaman's dad is in it.
He fuck a fish?
He fuck a fish lady who ate his pet goldfish.
That's awesome. That would make me only hornier.
Yeah. Hey, lady that washed up on the beach, did you just eat my pet goldfish? Good. I hated that
That's
fish.
Awesome.
I'm free now.
Willem Dafoe was in it?
Isn't he the king of the sea?
No, Willem Dafoe is like the king's advisory kind of guy who raises Aquaman.
Who the fuck the king? Oh, Aquaman.
Willem Dafoe raises Aquaman?
Sort of.
What about Aquaman's dad who fucked the fish?
Yeah, he raises Aquaman, but Willem Dafoe is kind of like... Yeah. He's like his friend who was like,
it's like Superman.
Yeah.
You got Clark Kent and then Clark Kent's uncle.
No! You got Pa Kent and you got Space Kent.
Yeah.
Okay, two dads. It's nice.
Al Jor Kent or whatever.
Al Jordan.
Jor-El.
Jor-El. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Jor Kent.
Yeah, Jor Kent.
Why doesn't he call himself Cal Kent?
Yeah, he should.
He should.
Yeah. Clark Cal Kent. Kent. I think
Clark
it was like
L.
I think Willem Dafoe was like military advisor or something to De King. De King was Al Mann in Watchmen. That handsome man.
Al
him.
Patrick Wilson.
Yeah. He's Ocean Lord or whatever the name is.
Yeah, no.
Nicole Kidman was there. That's the moment.
If you need help with Patrick Wilson, he plays one of them scammers in The Conjuring. You know that famous liar family?
Yeah.
The Warrens.
Oh, yeah.
He's Ed Warren.
He's Ed Warren, the famous scumbag. Yeah. They are awesome scumbags. You gotta love it.
So Ocean Lord, he's the king of Atlantis, and then like this. What was that film about? I just remember not liking it, and it was a bit silly.
But it made
Mera's there.
Mera
on the wall. Who's the Aquaman of it all? Hey,
yeah.
Aquaman happens. It makes $1 billion. James Wan, the director of the film's like, hey. I'm protective of my sequels of The Conjuring and Insidious.
Yeah.
Both which had one or two good sequels, depending on the series, and then fell off a cliff.
Mm-hmm. I like The Conjuring 2.
Conjuring 3 is a big ass movie. Such dog shit.
Well, yeah, because it's not about a haunting anymore. It's about a boy with the devil in him.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's still pretty haunting.
Yeah, but it's not as spooky.
Yeah.
Possession's not scary.
Watch The Exorcist, brother. That's scary.
I could body it. So I'm not afraid.
I
have a hostile body for the devil.
Possession by the devil is pretty hectic. I disagree. I think it's good.
All right, fair enough.
Take it. Doesn't Lorraine get possessed in The Conjuring 2?
Yeah, it's the most boring bit of every Conjuring is when they're like, Lorraine was possessed by the devil once. Oh, my fucking God. And I'm like, no, show me the hooly-booly man or whatever from The Conjuring 2. Remember he lives in a tent?
Oh, yeah.
That's a scary fucking scene. The kid wakes up in the middle of the night. Who's that in the tent? It's the fucking hooly-booly man.
Anyway, The Conjuring 3 sucks, and Insidious 4 and 5 are also arse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But James Wan... is very protective of his sequels, according to Deadline Hollywood, and wanted to let the Aquaman series take a breather.
Okay.
And James Wan also deeply invested in the world building of Aquaman and compared the world of Aquaman to other fictional worlds such as Middle Earth, the Star Wars galaxy, and the Wizarding World.
Oh, that is
you know the wet universe of Aquaman.
So is the goal there was to world build within an already world building.
Yes, and also not to rush the sequel, and because they didn't want to rush the sequel. They greenlit a movie that was a sequel, but not Aquaman 2, called The Trench.
Oh, that's
which
right.
Which has been cancelled.
That's right. I forgot about The Trench.
The Trench was meant to come out in between Aquaman 1 and 2.
That was when they were really just piling on the possible movies. Yeah, and they were like, anything's going to get a film, baby.
That would have been based on Aquaman comic where it's like, oh, there's more in like the deep, you know? It's like, oh, shit, there's those anglerfish.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a really cool...
Yeah.
It was a new 52 comic, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I liked the characterization of Aquaman in that one because... He's just pissed off. There's like a great scene where he's getting fish and chips and everyone's looking at him and he's like, what? And they're like, don't you talk to fish? And he's like, yeah, but fish don't say shit. I don't care. I'll eat a fish.
I've heard you talk about this comic book a bunch.
It's a good. Great
I reckon
comic.
That's the only time Aquaman stuck with you is when he's yelling at a fish and chip shop.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was good.
It was a great comic, yeah.
Yeah, so basically they hire a bunch of people and they say, hey, we're making the trench. It's based on one of the kingdoms introduced in the first film. It's going to have a smaller budget and not feature any of the main cast of Aquaman.
Perfect. It's what I want.
Yeah. That's when awesome. I went and saw a movie that I went and saw because I liked the cast, because Jason Momoa was very popular at the time. Mm-hmm. When you announce a sequel to that film that features no one, I'm like, I'm going to make sure this makes $1 billion too. Wrong.
Nice try.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it didn't even get made. So they maybe figured it out anyway.
That's true. When you hear something like that, you're like, that could be an interesting, like, almost what you'd want Disney Plus to have done with the Marvel.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Their TV series, which is kind of like this, like, tiny little thing over here, and then you kind of get this, like, like a short run, maybe, you know, six episodes, whatever.
Like Andor.
Like a DC Andor.
Andor is the perfect example, I think, of how to do a little side TV show.
Mandalorian was.
Yeah, that's true.
And now it got too connected to
Yeah. God, Andor was so fucking good, dude.
I haven't watched it.
You gotta, dude.
So I can't remember if on Sandspan's radio I did an ad read for Andor, but whatever I said in that was true, and I definitely have seen it.
But nah, damn, it's good.
It's good.
It's like, imagine, like, oh, you know, if, you know, different world where, you know, DC was
competent. Yeah.
To be like, oh, yeah, hey, and, you know, we're partnering with, like, HBO, so we're doing, you know, good stuff. Kind of like The Peacemaker was, again, like, oh, cool, this TV series based on this one character that was in this thing. But to be like, oh, yeah, cool, we're just doing this six-episode thing, or it's called, like, The Trench, and it explores wet shit. Oh, there it is.
Enjoy. Have a good time.
No main wet guy, but some other wet folk. Look at this thing.
I guess the struggle is that, like, I was going to say Aquaman's not a very solid foundation to do spin-offs of, but it did make a billy. So, what do I know?
The more I read about this, the more that it sounds like I think Warner Brothers thought they had Avatar.
Well, yeah, because before that, what had come out?
What do you mean?
As in, before Aquaman,
what DC movies
had just come out for DC?
Wonder Woman, Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Suicide Squad?
Justice League may also have been before
Aquaman.
Yeah,
Justice League came out before because I remember people at the time talking about Aquaman 1 and being like, when does it take place? Because it didn't make sense in conjunction with Justice League.
Because was that when everyone was like, man, DC making stinkers, and then, oh, well, this one not so much a stinker.
Yeah.
Not my opinion. I think it was also a stinker.
I don't really remember.
People were talking about, one thing I remember with the Aquaman Justice League discussion is in Zack Snyder's movies with Aquaman, they made him, when he was in the water and he wanted to have a conversation, he made a big bubble.
Oh, that's right.
But in the film, they just talk underwater.
Yeah.
It's so funny that The whole DCEU started with Man of Steel, which most people dislike.
Mm-hmm.
That's like if you were like, say you're
a good trailer, though.
Yeah.
It started with one good trailer.
But it's like you're doing a gymnastics routine, right? And you step out there ready, you get ready to start the routine and you fart. And it like echoes throughout the Olympic chamber or whatever. And you're like, well,
I'm going to keep going.
I got to keep doing it.
Everyone's
like, and coming up to the mat is Jackson Bailey for the gymnastics representing Australia. Here he is now. And then nothing I do from that point on.
And we're like, I mean, this probably shouldn't affect the final scores, but it's hard not to.
It's shaking.
It's lingering.
It's been
it's
a bad
shaking
start.
Our confidence in what's happening. And then
I just start. Every single move is accompanied by a fart.
Or with BBS and Suicide
His
Squad.
Eyes wide.
Oh my God. This is my worst nightmare.
Yeah, let's all just be.
I can't stop farting.
Thanking everyone that the Australian colors are not white.
Yeah, shitting yourself in the midst, and then I land and shit myself. That's what it's like. And like, I land, wobble a bit, foot down. I'm like, well, at least I performed okay.
But there's one move in there where you just pulled off something no one has ever done before.
Exactly. What the fuck? And then farting again, landing, shit my pants, and they're like, well. Let's go to the judges.
Can I have a do-over?
No, James Gunn's taking your spot.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, you can do a do-over, but I like some of that routine. Yeah. Put it back in, though.
Yeah, it'll be exciting when James Gunn comes in and he opens the door and he's like, all right, time for my routine. It still does smell of farts in here, though.
I quite like that lingering scent. It
is going to be hard to distract the judges from the aura of fart in this
room. And I also like that what people are concerned about is, will James Gunn also fart before before his routine? And some people are predicting he might, and he's not looking good. He's eating beans before getting ready for
James,
the performance.
No!
Beans down! Got a little can, it's got Metamorpho on the side.
He's picking up a book that says, you know, Jackson's like, his routine.
Don't do it!
Oh, there's some software I might use.
I think the routine is what made me shit my pants. I think it moved my guts in such a way that it unlocked the shit.
James, he's not
James,
the book
no!
out. The book out.
This is the perfect metaphor.
So James Wan is like, hey, I'm going to approach Aquaman, the Aquaman franchise, in a similar way to the Conjuring universe. With spinoffs like The Trench exploring stories about the underwater kingdoms alongside the Mothership film starring Aquaman. He's just said Mothership is in like mainline.
That threw me for a sec. I'm like, nah, I'm there.
You're right. He wants to build his own Aquaman universe inside the DC universe.
The Aquaverse.
Okay.
Which just makes me think, because, and then our boy David Safran says, Juan knew the architecture, the armory, the military, the look, the feel, the general vibe of each of these seven kingdoms and wanted to explore them in future projects. Which sounds like Avatar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Then there's still a long lead up before Aquaman 2 happens. So all of this discussion's happened in 2019, and then if I just scroll down, pre-production begins in February 2021.
Okay.
There's a lot that happens. Yeah. James Wan goes and makes Malignant, which is a pretty good movie. Bit long, but
still good.
People liked it.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, that's good.
The only people that didn't like it is it takes a pretty sudden and severe tonal change.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Left-hand turn in the last act. But I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
It just goes full, it's like spooky movie. Yeah. Ooh, what's going on?
Then it goes
full bananas.
Yeah, hell yeah, that rolls.
It's like, I'm just thinking, because like he's good with horror.
If
they made, you know, lent in a bit more of that with like, you know, oh, what's going on in the trenches? Oh, what's going on in that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, horror fish people. Yeah.
Well, do you think that any of that's going to play into?
Oh.
Okay. You're right. Because like I was like, well, the Lost Kingdom. Maybe the Lost Kingdom is the kingdom of the fishmen. But
Again, you're thinking Lost Kingdom. You're like, well, Atlantis. But we saw them in the first
It'll
one.
It'll be of the seven kingdoms. We don't know about.
Well, no, it's the Eighth Kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Which would be the one that, I think the one that we were thinking about in the 52 comic where it was like, it's like real far down.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
So it would have been that. And I don't know. I think if James Wan could have had his, you know, flex his creative muscle to be like, let's lean into that horror spookiness.
Yeah.
That would have been great. But I don't think anyone in the previous iteration of the DCEU higher ups, and maybe in the current one, I don't think want that.
Absolutely.
They don't want to lean that hard into something.
They
like
don't want to do. It's the action comedy thing again, except I think every DC movie is like a. I guess a still action comedy.
They're bad boys. They're just like a more violent scene of bad boys.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, look, this will help you out with the tone of the film.
Okay.
Juan confirmed the DC fandom. Would be more serious than the first film and feature themes that were more relevant to the real world. He added that it would include more world building and exploration of the underwater kingdoms and would feature some horror elements similar to the trench sequence in the first film.
Do you remember the trench sequence in the obviously me and Dusha have seen the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
do you remember
it?
DC Films head Walter Hamada said that the film was always intended to be a buddy comedy that focused on the relationship between Aquaman and Orm.
Who Orm?
Orm Willem Dafoe?
No, Orm's Patrick Wilson.
Oh.
Okay.
Cool. Ah. So a horror, more serious, grounded movie than
Buddy
explores.
Comedy.
Is his name Orm?
O-R-M. Orm.
Yeah, isn't Orm the name of like a fish god from history?
That's Ocean Lord, I guess.
I suppose.
Ocean Lord's easy to say.
Yeah, but Orm, far sillier than Orm. Well.
Kim Orm.
Both are silly.
Kim Orm.
King Orm.
King Orm. I liked Kimmel.
Orm seeks to become the Ocean Master.
Ocean Master.
Yeah, Orm Marius. Orm Marius.
Orm Marius.
Orm Marius.
Okay,
Marius.
I thought you were saying Orm Marius, and I was like,
no.
Who does Orm marry?
Orm Marius. Okay. And Willem Dafoe is Nudius Valko.
And then Aquaman's Aquaman.
Arthur Curry.
Pretty normal name for a guy. Yeah.
He was raised on the land and not in the ocean.
That's true. If you're raised in the ocean, you get a dumb name, I guess, is the deal. Yeah. Well.
All right. Okay. So with all of that, the premise that has been released so far is Aquaman is forced to protect Atlantis from devastation after an ancient power is unleashed.
Okay.
See, I like the plot synopsis on IMDb.
Yeah.
Plot unknown. Sequel to the 2018 film Aquaman.
That's awesome. Well, okay. So I assume that threat is the trench people.
Yeah.
Do we think Kim Orm will unlock them?
It's so hard to think about, like, oh, yeah, this cool, serious kind of comic thing. Oh, I mean, comic film, but then also a buddy comedy.
It's a buddy comedy.
Cop film.
Like if Planes, Trains, and Automobiles had a ghost.
Yeah.
They do become skeletons, actually, at
that
point.
That's kind of spooky.
Yeah, in the car. Yeah. They're going too fast or something, and the car catches fire, and there's like a brief shot with their skeletons.
That's funny.
It's awesome.
That's a good joke.
It's a great movie.
Well, buddy comedy with Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
How many buddies can you have in a buddy comedy?
Well, they have four.
Is there a maximum limit?
Eight.
Eight people in a buddy comedy.
Would you say Bridesmaids is a buddy comedy?
They're all buddies.
They are buddies. There's less than eight in that, too.
Hangover?
There's three.
I think they just need to be buddies.
Three plus one.
They just need to be buddies.
Well, is the baby a buddy?
Yeah, dog could be a buddy.
Yeah. How many buddies can you have?
What if it was a movie about a soccer team?
Yeah.
But they don't play soccer in it. They go on a trip together.
Alive?
Buddy comedy?
I wouldn't call Alive a buddy comedy, no.
It's a buddy something.
I would say a buddy survival.
They are buddies.
Yeah, they are buddies.
Yeah. It's more of an ensemble at that point.
Yeah.
I think you hit a point and it becomes an ensemble comedy. Yeah, that's true. That's tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have called it Max Buddy Comedy.
Yeah, I agree.
I think buddy comedy is probably two. Like
two buddies?
Yeah, so Planes, Trains, Automobiles.
What have you added? Could we do a buddy comedy with the three of us?
Or is that an ensemble?
Yeah.
I reckon you should have gone Mid and Max buddy comedies.
Min bud comedy.
Min bud comedies.
It's a new Min bud com.
Yeah, Min bud com. Max bud com.
You Max bud com from Warner Brothers.
Is Turner and Hooch a buddy comedy?
Yeah, because they're buddies.
Yeah.
That's very buddy comedy.
Dog man.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You could be dog horse. That's a buddy comedy.
Oh, like that. That
Milo
movie,
Otis?
Yeah,
Milo and Otis is a buddy comedy.
Homeward Bound. Yeah, I'm getting away from sad. Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound, sad.
What's sad about Homeward Bound?
I'm pretty sure similar shit happened in Homeward Bound.
They are dogs in the woods.
They
don't
dogs?
Make a pug fight a bear.
Yeah.
So
it's like two dogs better. And a cat, right?
Yeah, two dogs and a sassy cat.
That's three.
That's a buddy comedy.
That's a bud com,
dude.
That's a buddy comedy.
That's a bud com for sure. That's an and bud com because they're animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a min?
Not to be confused with an ad bud com animated.
Yeah, that's true. And if it's dogs and animators and bud com.
Yeah.
And soon, over time, you develop a beautiful language. Incomprehensible to the mortal ear.
Yeah, it's one just for the film buffs.
Yeah, for film heads, we know what an and com bud is.
For people that are... Kino pills.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen the latest An Mid Combud? And we all know that means it's an animated animal minimum buddy comedy.
It's one of my favorite types of genre of Kino.
I love An Min Bud Com.
Revolutionizing cinema.
And speaking of revolutionizing,
yeah.
Let's talk about a product that has revolutionized shaving your dick, your nuts, and your pussy, and even your anus. That's right. It's time for an ad for Manscaped.
Far out. That's awesome.
I love shaving my bits.
Yeah. I got hairy nuts.
You have a product
for me?
I do.
That's awesome.
It's Manscaped. Today's sponsor, Manscaped, wants to talk to you about your bouncing bundle of joy. And they don't mean a baby.
They mean
your baby makers.
Whoa. That's also what I call my wedding tackle. My bouncing bundle of joy. Yeah. Honey. Observe.
They bounce like a bundle of joy. That's right. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Mm-hmm. But just like babies, your delicate little guys have sensitive skin.
That's true, dude.
Smooth as a baby's bottom. Smooth as my nutsack.
Hairy as a fucked up baby's bottom.
It sucks that we have, skin as sensitive as a baby's, but as hairy as a grizzly bear.
That's messed up, dude.
Or like one of those babies that's born with a full head of hair, which is normal, but every time I see it, I'm like, what the fuck?
I think those babies are so powerful, dude.
Yeah. Dude, they could have a job in like 6 weeks.
Those babies are special. That they were like born. The whole body was just covered in hair.
And
it was just like a freak of nature.
That's awesome.
Like a dog?
Yeah, basically.
Did you go to a dog being born and get confused?
Your baby's fucked up, ma'am. I'm sorry to say.
Did it have a tail?
No, they did not.
That's fucked up.
But they're like, both completely covered in hair, but don't worry, it fell off.
Whoa. Did they keep it? The baby hair?
The baby, yes. The baby hair, no.
I'd have kept that baby hair, because like, what if?
What do you mean?
It seems valuable. Seems rare.
What would you do with it?
I don't know. It's organic. Just keep it for in case.
Yeah, and look, if you have a very hairy baby, or if you've got dick, nuts, pussy, asshole, just genitals in general that need to be shaved.
Yes. Right.
Manscaped have the product for you, that is the Manscaped Platinum Package. From razors to shower care, this package goes above the gold standard for your or your baby's body hair.
That's great, because I often shower. So I need what's in this package.
Yeah, so treat your beautiful boys to the world's finest toys at manscaped.com and use our code BASELESS for 20% off plus free shipping.
Holy
shit.
Which
is good, because shipping sometimes fucks you.
Oh, yeah, it can be a spenny.
Yeah.
It's nice when you're like, this is cheap. Yeah. And then you go, okay, add to cart.
Yeah.
Here is my home address. I'm paying more in shipping. Than the actual thing costs.
I don't want
this anymore.
Yeah, I don't want it that bad.
Well, you won't have that problem when you enter the promo code BASELESS, because the free shipping will come in.
Woo!
And you ask, what's inside the Platinum Package?
I have an answer for you. That's awesome.
You'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer.
Oh, that's so good.
That thing rolls.
Man, the older I get, man, my nose hairs, they're getting like unmanageable. If I didn't have this.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's fucked up. I'll be like, why am I sneezing so much? And it's because my nose hairs are going all fucking akimbo, my nose jabbing into the side. I got to get the trimmer in there. Vip.
It also comes with the Ultra Premium Body Wash, the Ultra Premium 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, the ultra premium deodorant, the crop preserver anti-chafing ball deodorant, the crop reviver ball spray toner, the anti-chafing boxes, and the shed travel bag to hold your goods while you're traveling.
See, I like it.
Shave your dick on a plane.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what I like. But what stood out to me there was a 2-in-1, shampoo and conditioner. Now, most people mock people that will use a 2-in-1. They're like, what are you talking about? I say no. That's more efficient. Give me a 3-in-1.
Yeah.
Body, face, hair, balls. It's all happening.
That was four things, but
So that's like,
you want a tube, you could just squeeze over your whole body.
If the shower could just, instead of hot water coming out, hot foam.
Give me a cure all, but for like cleanliness.
I'm looking for a chemical bath on my entire body. That's what I need, okay?
Yeah. How could it be to install something where I press a button and just all oozes out of my shower head? Easy.
Hey, Jackson, you'll like this next bit, because the Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer and Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate part.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
This is the part you're going to like. Yeah. And holes.
Whoa! I do love holes.
It'll keep your holes safe.
That's really important stuff.
And both are holes waterproof, are delicate, so you can shave with less mess.
That's fantastic. Because you're nude anyway.
Yeah. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine, as we were just discussing.
Yeah.
With the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, you'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh.
Imagine how clean you'll be.
And then you pair that with the anti-chafe ball deodorant, you'll be smelling fresh, your dick will be smelling fresh, your nuts will be smelling fresh.
You get people stopping you in the street to compliment you you're on your clean dick and nuts.
I know, my bouncing bundle of joy will smell so clean and fresh.
That's beautiful. That's so nice. That's such nice stuff.
So basically what I could say is that the Platinum Package 4.0 covers all bases from head to toe, from hair to ball fro.
It's nice that after we use all of these products that I can go to my good friends and I can be like, fellas, can you come over here?
Yeah.
And give this a sniff, and you can. And I'm going to ask you if it is clean.
Yeah, and we'll say, brother, that's clean as hell. Your little issel, queen as a whistle, clean as a whistle.
So get 20% off and free shipping with the code BASELESS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code BASELESS. Use the Platinum Package because the gold standard is no longer good enough.
Damn,
and then
right,
let us know.
Yeah.
Does your dick and nuts smell good?
Yeah.
The answer will be yes.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
Listen to the 48 Hours podcast for shocking murder cases and compelling real-life dramas from one of television's most watched true crime shows. Go behind the scenes of each episode with award-winning CBS News correspondents and producers in Postmortem, a weekly deep dive. Listen to 48 Hours wherever you get your podcasts.
And speaking of, it's no longer good enough.
Yeah.
Aquaman 2.
Yeah. We're back, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Segway in. Segway out.
So if this movie comes out.
Yeah.
It will. It's just.
You reckon?
When? Yeah. They're not going to. Okay, look. The budget is $205 million so far.
Yeah.
And they've filmed 2 Batman cameos and cut both of them.
That's true.
They can't cut the whole film.
Surely at this point, it's insane to me that they're like, oh, we got rid of Batgirl because it's too confusing and tax write-off, great. Whereas this, I'm like, you're starting a new cinematic universe.
Yeah,
you don't need this movie. But you're still trying to like borrow from the old. Like,
yeah.
You're looking at Jackson's, fart routine and being like, some of it was good.
Yeah. We can't deny some people liked it.
I liked all the bits where he didn't fart.
There's a bunch of people out there that are like, no, the farting is good though.
Yeah.
Release the shitting himself cut. That's what people are saying.
We want this.
No, actually, we love it when he shits himself. They're trying to wreck it.
Yeah.
The woke moralists won't let me watch Jackson do his gymnastics routine with shit in his pants. That's what the internet sounds like.
Yeah.
So I'm like, surely at this point, like you're hemorrhaging money, you're making the most baffling decisions, but one that would make sense would be to Yeah, you would think
so. And I'm like, look, I understand that, it, you know, like, hey, it sucks that like, a lot of people were involved in this. Potentially the deals they might have had were like, oh, if it goes well in the box office, I get a bit, I get a bit of that cheddar.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, cut your losses.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. It just seems like.
Will this movie make $500 million? No. Will it make more than Ant-Man, do you reckon?
No, no.
Well, who, how did the first one make a billy?
1.1 billion too.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Is there people like a secret Aquaman fan base we don't know about?
I think it came out around
people
about
got confused
like
and thought
time.
It was Avatar. Maybe?
Like having seen it, it wasn't that groundbreaking.
Yeah,
it was very kind of by the numbers. It felt like it was, I guess, competently made, which was again maybe a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, yeah.
It was coming out of like, you know.
Was there any?
It's the second highest grossing Warner Brothers movie ever.
I don't know. It wasn't. There wasn't anything that was like outstandingly incredible. Like the acting wasn't incredible. Like the CGI wasn't. You know, like oh my god, it blew me out of the water.
Yeah.
Like it just. It was a bit long in the tooth. It. I guess it was very simple.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
It was very much like it was literally like oh, a fish out of water, but like reverse because he in water and he man.
Ooh, man in water movie.
And like oh, they used a comic accurate costume at the end as the reveal. He wearing a trident. It's good.
What movies were coming out around the same time? Was it like it was just nothing at the cinema? So
I don't know. I mean, like, even then, there's nothing coming out of the cinema for it to like surpass a billy. It's like it's impressive. I don't know why.
Yeah, because that's
like
what
it wasn't a cult. Like I don't think it was a cultural phenomenon.
No, no. And I've really only ever met you who's seen it.
Yeah,
and also obviously you guys have also seen it, but like. But like, yeah, so I don't, because that's the thing. If the first one made 1.1 billy, you probably want to release the sequel, right?
They were smart with their marketing plan. That's why it made so much money.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't just advertise it to the people that would usually go see superhero movies.
Yeah.
And a lot of the success was the fact that they were able to get a larger percentage of women to see the film than usual. So they would have played into Jason Momoa's sexy
hunk
as fuck.
Machine. Yeah.
And he's charming and he's a bit silly.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah,
he's a bit of a himbo.
Yeah, he is a bit of a himbo. That's true.
Which makes Warner Brothers put out Magic Mike, so I'm not shocked that they went to that strategy again, because that worked for Magic Mike. And also he's working for Barbie currently.
Yeah.
Hey, when you market your film to like a percentage of a percentage of the population rather than a bigger percentage, it makes less money.
Yeah, yeah. But duh.
Yeah. Idiots.
But our films are for the fellas.
Yeah, for the
fellas go and see films.
As we're learning more and more, women see movies just as much and are often cleverer.
Sorry, I just don't understand. See, but we made it for the fellas.
Yeah, it's for the boys.
Yeah, the fellas are too busy. I don't know. They found like a crack in the pavement that looked a bit like a pussy and they're standing around it. And
okay, that sounds great. Quick, haven't we? Table that.
The pussy pavement crack has ruined my movie once again.
Let's table that. We'll circle back to it in a bit.
Sorry, I didn't go see the movie.
Actually, tell me, where is this pavement again?
How do we find this pavement?
Just
pussy.
Around the corner from the cinema complex.
Sidewalk.
Yeah, between that and Lost Holiday Season, where that tree managed to look like it had a nipple, the fellas are being distracted from seeing movies.
My movie ruined once again by a slightly sexual-looking inanimate object. This always happens to me.
I know. It was like when was it 50 Shades came out. It was like, hey, we're making a film that was directed by a woman.
Yeah.
That is marketed by a woman. Like, you're for women. And then everyone was like, it made money? Crazy. I mean,
only
it wasn't a
boys
good film.
See movies. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And it was just like, yeah, okay, hey.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen for Aquaman
2. Oh, absolutely not.
Not in a million years.
They'll probably try and do bare bones marketing just to get it across the line because they want people to see it, but they don't want it to be a phenomenal.
Which is so funny. Because, we don't want our movie to do that well.
Because if this goes crazy, if this makes like, let's say, like makes over a billion again, Warner Brothers will not know what the fuck to do.
That would be so
Their
funny.
Reboot will be so confusing.
Especially considering he's meant to be, isn't he Mordo?
Or Lobo or something?
Yeah.
I think that was like,
it's probably
locked
not
in,
true.
But then that was like a rumor. I don't know.
Jason Momoa said it was basically locked in and that there's no rule that one actor can't play two characters. And then James Gunn and whatever the other guy's name is that I said earlier in this episode.
Peter
but of
Safran?
Yeah. David Safran, Peter Safran, Ted Safran.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Ted Kaczynski? He'd love. I don't think he'd like movies very much. he was like, we don't know what's happening with Aquaman, but Jason, like, no one's playing two characters.
So clearly, at some point, there was a discussion.
Jason, look at
what?
Made a liar out of me.
So clearly at some point there was a discussion where they're like, okay, all of the previous movies, don't worry about them. And then someone from up high in Warner Brothers, Zaslav or whatever, has come in and been like, no, you need to wait and see if Aquaman 2 does well. Because if Aquaman 2 does well, we're keeping him as Aquaman. And also, didn't Gal Gadot come out recently and be like, yeah, I've been chatting to James Gunn and I'm back for Wonder Woman?
I think that was like the headline. Was she just confused?
Okay.
And it was more of like, the quote was, I hope to work with them in the future sort of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I hope not, Gal Gadot. Yeah. You are not a very good actor.
No.
Oh.
I'll say it, dude. I'm brave enough to say it.
That is very brave. what's David Zaslav off to? Let's just do a quick Zav check.
Yeah, yeah. Zav check. Yeah.
Well, the strikes are happening currently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what's this piece of shit been saying?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I got distracted because Zachary Levi is now currently claiming that when he called the strike rules so dumb, he was taken out of context. Yeah, I bet you were. I bet you were, Zachary Levi.
That's so funny.
He still keeps, every morning he wakes up, he goes onto www.boxofficemojo.com, scrolls way down, sees Shazam 2, and then he's like, why? And then he goes to metacritic.com, searches Shazam, sees, and it's like, huh, the critic score was low, but the fans was middle. Why are the critics so mean to me? And then he goes onto Twitter or X and says, I'm still going to be Shazam. I don't understand what you didn't like.
I understand. Like, maybe, you know, that was a part of your life. You know, how many months that took to film. And it's a part of your life. And maybe you're proud of it, those kind of things you've made. But, like,
be proud of fucking... What was that spy show? Ted? What the fuck was that show he did?
You got Ted on the brain, dude.
You got Ted brain. You're Ted-pilled, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that him?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, dude.
Be proud of that
order. Mark Wahlberg's alive teddy bear?
No.
Yeah. Zachary Levi, just go make Ted 3. Yeah.
It's just like, I get that, you know, this Chuck. Is maybe you. I think it was Chuck. This is like, dude, something what, you liked, but like.
He should just be doing what every guy that had a successful TV show from the 2000s that probably does not hold up should do. Go to a Comic-Con and say, we're going to make a new season.
Yeah.
And then fucking. Don't do shit.
Do what that guy from The Office did, where he was like, hey, I'm making a spinoff. I've started a Kickstarter. I've got scammed people out of these.
Get $300,000 and then have to apologize because you can't just...
That guy's my hero.
Stanley from The Office.
Is he like, I'm sorry, he's giving it all back?
Yeah, he has to give it back, but...
He'd be like, no, I didn't want to.
I wanted to use this money.
I wanted to buy a house or something.
I think that's so awesome. That's great. Yeah. Like, I should start doing that. I should start a Kickstarter. You give me money, I'll start a Plumbing the Death Star spinoff, Jackson.
Hey, give me money, I'm going to make a season 2 of Firefly.
Yeah.
Douche is doing it.
Yeah. And Kickstarter, you don't have to do what you say you're going to do. That's the thing. You just got to try. And I'll try.
I just, unless, like, Zachary Levi is getting, like, I don't know, kick-ons for every view of Shazam 2. I'm just like, let it go, buddy.
Well, it's the same with...
It sucks.
There was that interview with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and, what's-his-face.
Yeah.
Fuck, I've forgotten his name.
Ted.
Not Ted or Ted 2. You know, he's a little funny guy.
Beans?
Ted, that sounds a lot like Ted. Yeah. What's Ted's last name? Ted Clubber Lang.
He's in frickin'...
What? You've given us nothing.
Ted 1 and 2?
Mark Wahlberg?
No, he's not really...
Ross Geller from Friends.
Stewie Griffin from Family Guy.
Shut up! He's in the 2 reboots of Jumanji.
Kevin Hart!
Yeah.
There's an interview with Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson where they talk about Black Adam.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing where Dwayne's like, I don't get it, dude. There was so much love put into that movie. Like, I don't... Like, he's still cut about it, you know?
Yeah,
he's like, whatever, the money man got to make a decision and, you know, I'm pissed off about it, but nothing you can do or whatever. Like, you know...
It's. I guess, you know, you don't want to look at something made and be like, oh, I made a stink.
Yeah.
Why not? I look at heaps of podcasts and put out. I'm like, why do people like this one?
That's like my whole life. I'm like, oh.
I wish I was good.
Damn it. But I don't know. Just to have that, like, no self-doubt is incredible.
It's crazy. It's very, yeah. I guess maybe in the moment, like if you were to take them at face value, in the moment they must genuinely believe this product I'm making is amazing. This superhero movie, Shazam 2 Fury of the Gods, is, you know, on par, like, this is on par with the greatest films ever made.
And like, I get this is my maybe metropolis. That they were just like, hey, we wanted to make something like we wanted to make something that we wanted to watch when we were growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
But none of these they're watch that. Like that.
No.
None of these are just like, just, I don't know, were they just a power fantasy when they were filming it to be like, oh, hell yeah, well, I'm in front of the screen. Screen's going to look so good when I punch literal Satan.
Yeah.
So I found Zachary Levi's comments and, mate, look. He said they've been taken out of context. Okay. I'll read them.
Yeah.
We're big Zachary Levi fans in here, so we'll be partial to we'll be able to judge.
We're on his side.
So this takes place during the strike.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you remembered the strike rules for actors, but basically no press, don't appear at conventions, not allowed to talk about, like, no promotion of your films. That includes, like, appearing on a podcast. Pretty much just, like, talking about your movies.
Yeah.
Because that is crossing the pickup line, basically.
That's scab.
Scab behavior.
Scab behavior.
So, when Levi appeared at Manchester's Comic-Con...
Okay.
Is it cons only in America?
No.
We can do international cons, yeah.
And this is the quote that was maybe taken out of context. Right. Or,
no, that was definitely quite
okay.
So he appeared at a Comic-Con in Manchester, and he was like, I'm not allowed to talk about ... This is so dumb. I'm not allowed to talk about any of my previous work. I'm not allowed to talk about movies that I may be a superhero in. I'm not allowed to talk about a TV show that I may have been a nerd who worked at Best Buy in. I'm not allowed to talk about any animated princess movies that I was fantastic in as the best prince ever. I'm not allowed to talk about those things.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. Well, yeah. What's the context?
Well, the context is that people being like, he called the strike dumb because he said, I'm not allowed to talk about, this is so dumb.
Mm.
Give him a little bit of a benefit of the doubt here.
Okay,
just like, this is so dumb, being at the Comic-Con and not being able to say anything.
Yeah, okay.
Now, because I know there is stuff which just comes down to obligations that you'd already signed on to do before the strike happened.
Yeah.
Right? Which is where, like, if there were certain things with promotion that you already signed contracts with that you kind of have to kind of, you know, go through with, depending on, like, you know, individual stuff. So if he had already signed a contract where it was like you had, you know, to appear on this Comic-Con before, like, strikes happened, then, like, I mean, it's
almost
to be like, it's a bit silly to, you know, come here because I'm contractually obligated to come here, but I can't
talk about my movies.
That's
giving him, like, lot of rope there.
And I would be like, yeah, that's fair enough, except he then tried to skirt around not talking about the things by talking about the things.
Best
prince ever.
Amazing. Well, was there a similar thing with the guy who played Arrow in the CW?
Oh, no, that was a bit also more intense.
That was out of context. I don't know if you know this.
What I love about him is he's like, I really wish... He's like, that was a private thing I said. You said it on a panel, my brother in Christ. It's like the opposite of a private conversation. Private conversation with thousands of people, maybe.
Yeah. So with the rules of the strike.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess you can't promote your film and those kind of stuff like that. But so you can't even, like, what is he talking about? So you can't even talk about, like, things you've been in before.
Nope,
those kind of things.
Because that's promotion.
Yeah.
So why did he go?
Yeah. Yeah. Why did he do that?
Why be there?
I mean, I get it, mate, again, and also, like, you're not meant to have those appearances, et cetera, and I understand that there are some, like, rules about it when it comes to, like, you know, certain things you're already contractually obligated to. Now, what was that a reason why he was on the Comic-Con?
I wish I had that answer.
Is anyone asking, like, that's a fucked up thing he said?
I think everyone's just like, this guy sucks. speaking of guys that suck, I know that this all came up because
Old man Zaddy.
Yeah.
Just a bit of a detour into Zaslav chat.
Yes.
Chatting with Zav. Zaz chats.
I love some Zaz chats.
So obviously everyone's on strike. So he's in stressed times as the CEO of one of the biggest companies.
Oh, yeah, very stressed because his pay is definitely being affected, right?
This is our business, he said. This is all we do. We are in uncharted waters in terms of the world as it is today.
Uh-huh.
and measuring it all.
Uh-huh.
So, in good faith,
oh, yeah,
we've got to fight to get this resolved.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
Who are you fighting?
You're the bad guys. We're hopeful that all sides will get back to negotiating and that these strikes will get resolved in a way that the writers and actors feel that they are fairly compensated and their efforts and contributions are fully valued.
Yeah.
Zaslav, that's you. Yeah.
You could do that, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you're the one that was like, hey, you signed this thing, so we now own you all your face and likeness. Don't worry about it. Shush.
It's like when a world leader comes on and they're like, the world's fucked. And you're like, yeah. You can fix it now, dude.
What, you want me to fix this?
Huh?
Me?
This country is sick.
Yeah. The what? You, me?
Brother, you can make the rules.
Me? The guy with the finger on the button?
Hope someone fixes it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wish someone could fix it.
Yeah, too bad, I guess.
Well, we're all looking for that guy. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, we all hope this thing gets fixed.
Absolutely. So, yeah, the strikes are still going. Zachary Levi lost his mind still. He's still very... Being in Shazam 2 has upset
destroyed him. In a way that Shazam 1 didn't. Somehow.
Well, no, because Shazam 1 was the opposite. Yeah, it was a lower budget superhero movie that exploded, and everyone's like, we love Zachary Levi. He was in that movie where he was the prince. Flynn... Ted.
Flynn Ted.
I remember that Flynn movie.
Yeah, it's like, and, you know, Shazam comes out. It really breaks new ground in buddy comedy films.
It was a Max Bud Famcom. Yeah, Max Bud Famcom.
Well, they're going to be careful with Famcom because Nintendo will come knocking at your door.
That's true.
You better said Famcom and not Famicom.
Yeah, dude, you got to walk that line.
Yeah.
All right, let's swing for the fences.
With Aquaman 2. Obviously, the big swing for the fence that we all truly believe in is that Aquaman 2 will come out.
Yeah. That's the biggest swing for the fence of them all. That we'll get this movie.
Well, we haven't even discussed, and
Aquaman
I guess...
Aquaman 2, correct?
Yeah, but don't worry about that. It's fun. Like, we got nothing. What we haven't discussed, though, is that the original ending of The Flash was different, which was probably going to set up more of what the fuck is going on with Aquaman.
Yeah.
Which, that bit of information we got, which I'll explain in a second, explains more... Like, it gives us some context to why they filmed two different Batman cameos and cut both. So the original ending of The Flash was going to reveal that Batfleck was stuck in an alternate dimension and The Flash had to go save them.
Oh, okay.
So Batfleck was like, The Flash, no, you gotta come save me. You know how to fix it. Which doesn't really make any sense considering the context of the film.
Yeah, but sure, he...
Sure, okay.
So with that, they're like, oh, okay, Batfleck's back. But then Batfleck wasn't back. That was the second scene they filmed.
Yeah.
The first one they filmed was with Keat Fleck.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I guess they were just like, oh, because of Batgirl, Keat Fleck is the main Batman now.
Yeah, okay.
Batfleck is gone.
In somewhere else, yeah.
But then, yeah, when they filmed the original ending for The Flash, they were like, okay, scrap Keat Fleck, put in Batfleck.
Yeah.
Then they scrapped that scene, so now Aquaman's filmed two Batman cameos and cut both.
Right. Just trying to think on
and
the
Flash. And there were post-credit scenes as well, so I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
So thinking on The Flash, so instead of having Clune Fleck in there at the end, if they just had kept Keat Fleck, they could have kept Batgirl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So they cut a whole film to have Clune Fleck in it.
Well.
Like, think about it. So the whole concept
was
we can't have Keaton... we can't have Batgirl because Keat Fleck's there, and that's going to confuse people because Keat Fleck dies in one alternate, you know, universe, and then that'll be too confusing if Keat Fleck is back alive.
Yeah.
So we're gonna put Clune Fleck there, which means you've got to kill a whole film.
They were also doing dumb shit where they were trying to tease Batman of the future or Batman Beyond with Keat Fleck because Keat Fleck is an old Bat Fleck.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that doesn't work if Keat Fleck is old in present day because then it's not Batman of the future or Batman Beyond. It's Batman now.
Well, all right. So, for example, instead of Clune Fleck coming, they could have just gotten like the beautiful CGI they did on Nick Cage, and everyone else in that film, just getting a young Keat Fleck
to walk up
and be like, "Hey, Bear, what's going on?" And then it would have
made sense.
It would have only been a brief scene, so it wouldn't have been too disgusting as well. Like,
I would have probably thrown up at the
scene. It would have been yucky, but it would have been too disgusting.
Because then they would have had, the excuse they had to not release Batgirl because it's too confusing.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Or they're just like, we don't know what the fuck's going on, so let's just like film a different.
Sure, dude.
He could call up and be like, Batman, I'll meet you. And then it's like, which Batman is he going to see? We don't see it. And
they should have been like, Batman, I'll meet you, and then had seven guys. All of them.
You fucked up, Barry. You fucked up big time.
When you went back in time and all that, we were seven tuplets.
Yeah, dude. You remember Octomom?
That was our mom. That was our
mom, dude. Okay, that was Martha Wayne.
Yeah. Martha and Ted Wayne made all of us.
Ted now, too.
Yeah.
You proud?
Yeah. And in this universe, there was no sequel to Ted.
Yeah, it sucks.
You erased Ted 2 from history.
Wait, so is your dad named after the movie?
Yes!
How is this not clear, Barry Allen?
Barry Allen, the first Ted movie came out. That's what we were seeing at the cinema.
That's where Dad got shot.
And because Dad got shot seeing Ted, Seth MacFarlane said, no, I've refused to make Ted
2. But did you just say your dad was named after Ted?
Yeah.
Did he get named in the movie? My dad was born and had no name. And it wasn't until we saw Ted that he said, I'm going to be named Ted from now on. And then he fucking died.
And so, instead of seeing Zorro, where we would have gotten a cool costume, look at me now. I'm a big stuffed bear.
I'm Ted.
But I'm Batman.
And we're the Thunder Buddies.
But then... are you still a symbol of fear? I'm scared of Ted, because Ted killed my dad.
He walked out of the movies and said, son, I'm Ted.
I did fuck up, I think, pretty badly.
I guess, definitely.
Batman's sick in my timeline.
definitely, you should have canceled Batgirl with this.
Don't make this movie.
So I guess Aquaman 2 opens with, King of Atlantis, Aquaman himself, building that, like, I'm the king, I'm good, which definitely goes against what we see in The Flash, where he's drunk as shit.
In a bottle.
But no, he's King of Atlantis, and he's everything. Maybe it's a new age of Atlantis, a new prosperity for the seas.
Yeah.
And then the trench opens, earthquakes, things are falling. Sad times.
Evil fish are coming.
It's bad. And then it's like, the Eighth Kingdom come in and they're like, well, we're the rulers now. And that's when, the unlikely duo of Aquaman and Orm.
Kim Orm. Got to team up.
They have to team up. Even though they were against each other.
They're half brothers.
Let's go with that. Yeah.
They got the same dad, different mom. No, different, same mom, different dad?
Yes.
Same mom, different dad.
Yeah.
One's a fish dad, one's a real dad.
Yeah.
What do I mean by that?
Well, exactly what you meant by that.
Yeah, I think that's what I meant.
And then buddy comedy ensues. They have to then go...
Bad boys.
So you know the in the Avatar 1, when Jake Sully get the big bird, he's got to unite the tribes, and we see it in montage. Because Jimmy Cameron was like, that's all we fucking need.
Yeah, it's boring to watch this whole thing.
Aquaman 2 is going to be like, no.
You're seeing it all. You're seeing it all.
So he goes to the Seven Kingdoms, and they've got to make a ragtag group of team. Almost like a Seven Samurai-esque.
Okay.
They've got to make a ragtag group of people. It's all happening underwater, so it looks fucked up and wrong.
Yeah.
Ragtag group of people, each from the different kingdoms. And then they've got to go and take on the Eighth Kingdom and take back Atlantis.
If Aquaman gets delayed 1 year, also I agree with everything Zaman said. That's the film.
Yeah.
If Aquaman gets delayed 1 year, it comes out the same month as Avatar 3. And I would like to see that.
That's awesome. Mm.
No one will see Aquaman.
It will have the lowest grossing.
Yeah.
I think that's a really reasonable pitch, but given how insane The Flash was in a way we could never have predicted, I think it's almost beyond us to figure out what the fuck is going to happen in. Like, it could be this. It could be they open up the Eighth Kingdom erupts because Black Manta... let's say Joker.
Joker and Zod.
Yeah, well, Joker in this universe is actually an oil tycoon.
He
is drilling too deep.
No, okay, Lex Luthor drills too deep. This will be my pitch. Lex Luthor drills too deep. He accidentally awakens the Fish Kingdom, the Eighth Kingdom. They attack Atlantis, and then the back half of this movie is like a weird Justice League where we
Justice League weird
with Bat, like one of the Bat characters, maybe Batgirl. Let's say Batgirl's in this. I'm also going to say Wonder Woman is because she just
keeps popping up.
Sneaks her way into every DC movie that's ever happening for some reason.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a love triangle happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the main...
Did you miss me, Aquaman?
Aquaman. No.
My lasso of truth has made you say something sexual. I am Wonder Woman. I think the main bad guy is going to be Lex Luthor. And it's a new Lex Luthor.
Oh, okay.
And Black Manta is going to be working for him. And then there's a reveal that it's Lex the main bad guy.
Oh, it's like Deathstroke, but in the costume, right? Yeah. And then it, like... It pulls it off, it's Lex Luthor, but it's a new Lex Luthor, so no one, like, the movie-going audience, like,
what? Yeah. And the Supergirl from The Flash will be in it. These are my predictions.
Yeah, I think all of that's true.
Yeah, yeah. I reckon so.
Yeah.
They filmed the third, the same team, but it was like, no, let's get Supergirl instead.
Yeah, absolutely.
My swing for the fence.
Henry Cavill. Fuck it, why not?
Yeah, he's back.
Oh, yeah.
We heard fan backlash, so we brought him back.
Yeah.
I guess my swing for the fence is that I will see and enjoy this film.
Yeah. That's a pretty good swing.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's
Aquaman 1 is my Shang-Chi in many ways.
In many ways, it is.
How is Shang-Chi?
I don't know.
So 3 weeks on in. Three weeks into your phase.
Well, like
three,
I said,
four
I've hit a sort of roadblock.
You watched one movie and stopped.
Yeah, well, I watched one movie, and then the next movie was insurmountable in many ways.
This was to avoid watching Secret Invasion, wasn't it?
Secret Invasion and
Echo. And Echo.
Yeah. So it looks like I guess if you don't do this before Echo drops, guess what? You have to go and watch.
No.
Loki is probably when, because that's the next thing.
Well, I'll watch Loki.
Yeah, but you better be caught up by the time Loki comes out in a couple of weeks.
What?
If he doesn't do that, he has to watch all of Secret
Invasion? Yeah, you gotta watch it again. No. You know Secret Invasion sucks.
It looked so boring.
Yeah, and bad. It's also nonsensical.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And,
TikTok.
Yeah. Well, hey, you don't have many films to go. You've watched one of...
Five? Shang-Chi.
Eternals.
Eternals, that's exciting.
I don't think it's a guy.
I'm just going to get past Shang-Chi to get to Eternals.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Thor.
Thor. Okay, so it's a couple of movies.
Yeah.
A couple of movies that I'm going to get through.
How many of those did I list did you like the first time around? One? Two?
Eternals? One.
That or 3.5 hours of beautiful Secret Invasion.
Oh, actually, I think we got the order wrong. I think the next one actually might be Eternals.
Well, in that case, it's back on.
You've been roadblocking for no reason.
Oh my god! It's
Let's just
back
double
on,
check
baby.
Quickly.
Yeah. You don't want 3.5 hours of Secret Invasion.
I don't. I would rather 8 hours of these movies.
No. It's Shang-Chi.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck.
Chop.
Oh, and Wakanda Forever. So yeah, you still got another six.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah, you could.
Well, that's okay. So Shang-Chi goes for
about 2 hours.
2 hours, 10 minutes. Okay. Then Eternals is 2 hours... 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay.
Spider-Man, that's another 2 hours and 30 minutes.
This
and then you got
it.
Doctor Strange, 2 hours?
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is worth it still.
Love and Thunder, 2 hours?
Okay.
And
Wakanda Forever?
I think that's pushing three.
Okay. This is still worth it.
Yeah, an hour 40.
Okay.
Sorry, 2 hours 40.
2 hours 40? Yeah. Well...
TikTok. Chop, chop.
Not here for a haircut.
Not here for a haircut. Not here to fuck spiders.
Anyway, this is me. On that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
No, I've also been Joe.
Yeah, it was lovely to meet you, audience. You enjoy Aquaman 2 when it definitely comes out this holiday season.
Yeah,
and,
Merry Christmas.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys.
Ain't that a fact?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ain't that true?
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.